Michael Moore, We Need a Stacey Abrams in Every State. By Robert Krajicek on June 3, 2021. We need a Stacey Abrams in every state, declared left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore on his podcast, Rumble, during an interview with fellow leftist filmmaker Raoul Peck about the latter's most recent TV series, Exterminate All the Brutes. Peck praised Abrams as a political pioneer in combating what he described as an American machine built on genocide and slavery. One extraordinary lesson we can learn is what Stacey Abrams and all her companions did in Georgia, he said. People should learn from that, because that's the way to go. It was 10 years of hard work, house per house, person per person. They had to convince people, they had to really educate, and they had to lose sometimes. So that's the price we will have to pay that we need to pay if we really want changes. Moore replied, we need a Stacey Abrams in every state. Peck interjected, in every street, in every neighborhood. Moore called for more people in the streets to demonstrate against white supremacy. He offered no remarks on criminal violence or destruction of property executed by left-wing rioters across 2020. 20 to 30 million Americans in the streets last summer and fall was something that had never happened in this country before, Moore stated. My hope is, these boots on the ground, when people realize we're not going to effect change simply by writing our member of Congress or tweeting or Facebook. But not that you shouldn't do those things, that is not enough, because this is a big fight. Breitbart News documented Abrams's political fundraising efforts across Hollywood and the entertainment industry. Ahead of the U.S. Senate's elections in Georgia, Abrams briefed Hollywood agents, managers, publicists, and entertainment executives on how they can help elect Georgia U.S. Senate Democrat candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Various celebrities, including Cher, Glenn Close, Chelsea Handler, Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeffrey Wright, lauded Abrams's political efforts to elect Senators John Ossoff, DGA, and Raphael Warnock, DGA. Abrams also teamed up with pop star John Legend and actor-rapper Common to campaign for Ossoff and Warnock for a Get Out the Vote concert. Stacey Abrams lost to Governor Brian Kemp, RGA, in 2018's gubernatorial race in the Peach State by more than 50,000 votes, but she never conceded. Like Moore, Abrams regularly denigrates America as pathologized by racism. In February, she remarked, "There is a disease of racism that is embedded in the veins of America. There is a disease of bigotry that winds its way throughout how we've made our rules and who has access. Plus, sexism, homophobia, this broader construct of xenophobia." Moore previously described opposition to lockdowns and shutdowns, ostensibly as public health measures to reduce coronavirus transmission, from some Republicans as an effort to kill as many Americans as possible.